Audrey did fantastic.
Roosevelt City Housing Authority Board of Commissioners meeting, January 3rd, 2024, 4:30 p.m.
So Cindy isn't coming?
No. Just us.
So, call the meeting to order.
Lynn here.
Josh here.
Hal here. Rebecca excused. Bo excused. And that's it, right? Number two, I guess, is public hearing.
There's nothing for that.
Number three, approval of public hearing. Okay. Approval of the minutes, November 1st, 2023, regular session.
I move approval.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Carries. Number four, approval of expenditures.
I move approval.
I'll second.
Okay, a motion has been made and seconded to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. Formal actions, election of officers, chairperson, vice chairperson, 2024 annual plan.
I think we ought to maybe wait till we get more here.
Yeah.
On another meeting and see if we got more people here. When's our next meeting?
It'll be 2 months, so let's see, January, March? March?
Okay.
I think that's a good idea.
I think we need to get Rebecca and Bo here to do that.
Suggestion has been made we table the election of officers. Would that, okay, the administrative plan, the housing choice voucher program, would that come under that? Would table that also?
The administrative plan. Let's see, the annual plan and the administrative plan are separate, and they should be in your board packets.
Yeah.
Cindy got the administrative plan and the annual plan ready. The administrative plan was just a few changes that HUD had required us to make.
They show separate of the headings here? There's this streamlined annual PHA plan. Is that what we're looking at?
The administrative plan starts with valuing assets. It doesn't really have a good title.
This is what I have in the annual plan. The one that starts like that. I have to have, I guess, both signed.
Right there. This one is the start of the administrative plan.
Okay.
And the other one is the action.
I wondered on that, on this administrative plan, I mean, there's some numbers crossed out and then other numbers added in.
Yeah, the crossed out ones is what we will be taking out, and the other ones will be what we are putting in.
And why are we doing this big change?
This is HUD required changes. They call it the HOPMA. It's just requirements that they're requiring us to do.
So HUD made these changes? Because it went from 5,000 to 50,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But HUD, that was HUD's?
Yeah, that was HUD's regulations. All of them are HUD regulation system.
Okay.
Margaret, are you good with these plans?
Yes, I am.
And then when it comes down on page 7-4, we have all that crossed out. That's part of HUD's.
Get to that page. Yes, that will just be eliminated out of there.
And then the changes on 11. 9.
Yes, that will be, we'll calculate, change people's rent if it goes up, if their income goes up 10% or more.
Well, with that, I don't have any problem with that. I move approval.
Would you like motions from separate or together?
Not sure how it works, to be honest with you.
That's the...
Okay, let's go annual plan.
Okay.
No, we're not ready.
Is that your motion for the annual plan?
Yeah.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, motion made, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
I move that we approve the administrative plan for the Housing Choice Voucher Program.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion made, second. Approve the administrative plan. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Number 7 is board member replacement recommendations. That was kind of, we tabled electoral officers, so board replacement.
Do we have board members going off?
Yeah, Bo wants to be released.
Is he?
So my recommendation is to have Rebecca, but she's not here, to accept it, so we just put it on our shoulders. So I don't know if that's proper or not, but.
To do what?
Rebecca to replace Bo as chairman.
Yeah, I think we'll vote on that when she's here.
Yeah, so Bo is the only one.
All we need to do is find someone.
Yeah, to replace Bo.
To replace Bo.
Now, will he be off totally or just not chairman?
He wants to be off completely.
Okay, so do we get with the mayor to see who he would recommend, or what's the procedure there?
We sent an email to him about that, and then somebody from the city office had called Cindy about it. I'm not sure if they've come up with any recommendations or not, but it has been emailed to the mayor already.
Okay, so it's out there.
Yeah, it's out there. So,
okay.
I will follow up with the mayor to get those names for the board. And does the board approve that, or does the mayor appoint someone? Does anybody know in the bylaws?
I
think the mayor.
He does appoint?
Yeah.
The mayor does it, okay.
I'll get with the mayor and follow up and make sure that happens then in a council meeting.
Yeah, you're a go-to guy. That's good, yeah.
You got it.
Okay. Then...
I have some questions on the other reports, spreadsheets. And you know, I just have a few questions to. We've been over it, but I just like to review it again. So on the Roosevelt City Housing Authority voucher program. September and October, the rents were down considerably. And why did we have, and even in November, we've gone from early in the year, 35.4, 36.7, 36.7, 36.8, 35.6, and then down to 33 and 32. Do we have a lot of units that aren't being rented, or what's...
I'm sure.
Well, right here, this 36, and then it goes down to 33, 32, and 31.
The only thing I can say about that is Cindy said the voucher program had been out of money, and so they hadn't put any new people on a voucher program for a couple months. So that might have been that.
Okay. All right. And then the administrative expenses down in the middle of the page go from 6,000 to 8,000, then to 15, and then 10, and 6, and 10, and 14. Is that audits, or?
To be honest with you, I'm not, because I'm so new, I don't know at all.
And then the administrative fee earned and the revenue down in September, we go from, you know, what's in the 5,000s. We had 1 month above that, but then we jump clear up and triple it to 15,000 something.
Okay, are you looking right?
Right here.
Okay.
Right there.
I'm wondering if that's because there was the two checks for Cindy and me at the same time for our income.
Okay, that might be.
That should go back now that it's just new workers.
Okay, then on the Crown at King's Peak, in the expenses, we went from 1,300 to 1,400 to 1,300, you know, the first line of expenses to 6,900.
Sorry, I'm really kind of new to these pages, so.
See, we went up here, we're going 1,300 up to 6,900. Was that an audit in April? That sometimes has really bumped our expenses up when we have an audit or something with you.
I'm not sure on that. I'd have to go back and look through the book work. I wasn't here in April, so I'm not entirely sure. I'm sorry, I don't have the answers.
Then the same thing happened at Cottonwood, Crown of Cottonwood.
It might have been an audit. I do think they're... one of their calendar years ends in March. I can't remember which program it is off the top of my head.
Yeah, we don't.
It's probably audits.
We start with the October check, so we won't see the checks in this one. But anyway, that was the only question.
Yeah.
I had.
Also, if it's okay with you guys, I would like to do away with these spreadsheets and just give the audit findings from the accountants in the packets, if that's okay.
You'd like to do away with the
spreadsheets and just put the paperwork from the accountant in.
What? From Aycock and Miles,
yeah.
Or from, did you say from the audit? But
well, that's what Cindy was calling the audit from the accountants.
So what is that going to look like?
It would be just a bunch of loose papers that have all the. It would probably show more of what was coming out. I can continue to do this if you would like to. Cindy just suggested that I stop doing this and just put in the.
Send us a sample, I would say, of what it's going to look like.
Okay.
I like that.
So you'd be getting the same information, just in a different format.
Yeah, it's a different format, but I can continue to do these if that makes it easier for you.
Send us a sample.
Okay.
I'm an old auditor. I'm kind of see what it looks like. So that's everything, huh?
Yep, that's it.
Okay. Then number 8, closed session. Any need for closed session?
Well, let's see. We need to do the board meeting schedule,
oh,
I think.
I'm sorry.
Hang on, I guess. Let's see.
Okay.
Yeah, the board meeting schedule, we just wanted to affirm that it was every other month on Wednesday at 4:30.
The first Wednesday at 4:30.
Yeah.
It's not quarterly, it's every other month.
Every other month, yes.
Okay.
I move that we approve the board meeting schedule for 2024.
I'll second that.
Motion been made, seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
In the past, we got an email with all those dates for the whole year. Could that?
Oh, yes, I can do that.
And that way, even though I don't work anymore, my life gets busy. So
yeah.
You know, Margaret, the planning and zoning, they don't send out anything. You just have it. I mean, some of them bring their computers and things, and but we're printing lots of paper for this. I just don't know whether there's a way to, I don't know whether that's, you know, we ought to talk about that at least and decide whether we need all that paper printed each time or whether we could, you just send a digital copy.
Okay, yeah, I'd be glad to just email it if that's what you would prefer.
Well, on our next meeting, put that on the agenda to talk about.
Great idea.
I bring my iPad and I could pull it out and look at all of those on it. Is that everything then?
Yep, that's all for me.
I move adjournment.
I second it.
Motion made and seconded. Did we adjourn? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Boy, 17 minutes. We're good.
You did good.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with what's happening at the planning zone? Are you familiar with the Dean Wilson thing that just happened?
With what happened?